Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so hopefully I'm okay. Can be heard. So I was just chilling with my cat as I was playing Ace of Base this time. It's a very old timey song for me, but I like it. It has a connection with what we're talking about. We're talking about the holographic universe. I fall the sign with this idea of the holographic universe. There are people who say like this world is, you know, not physical but more digital. The reality is less tangible than you think. And, you know, I have a comparison to the movie The Matrix. In that movie, you know, they talk a lot about what is perceived as real, you know, consciously speaking. And you don't really think about it so much because you're like, eh, you know, it's nice to think about, but until you actually experience it, it just all seems like, you know, ideas, like fantasy, imagination. Like, of course we're real. Like, we're tangible, we're physical. It's only to one embarks in their spiritual journey, as they say, as you try to, whether, you know, you're going through meditation, whether you're doing some types of trance journey with certain herbs, however you're trying to, you know, confirm or validate some of these spiritual theories, you'll have to experience it for yourself in what people say, you know what I mean? You can look into something and check it with your head, like, okay, that makes sense. But until you actually physically go through, you know, this whole concept of the holographic universe, like, how will you ever know, right? Unfortunately, the way we get knowledge information is it's solely based on ourselves. It's a very individualistic type of feat to do. So, what do I mean? Holographic universe. They're basically trying to tell you that you can create your reality. And it may not seem like you can create your reality, but you really can if you understand the mechanics of how this reality was constructed. This reality constructed is based on, you know, illusion. It's based on energy. It's based on a dimensional veil. You know what I mean? There are higher beings or beings that know more that create this reality around us on planet Earth. And because we're so mentally enslaved with the systems, the culture, how they built it into everything, like our mental programming, it's hard for us to recognize, you know, where we're living, like how life is truly, you know, is. But if you start to embark on this journey yourself, you know, your mind starts to unravel. Like it starts to, you know, as they say, put the pieces together of the puzzle. My personal experience, Joy, being like I meditate and I'm thinking of this idea of the holographic universe, and I've been through so many astral travels, you know, going outside my body, going into different dimensions, and exploring different realms, that coming back here, it definitely doesn't really feel the same anymore. It doesn't feel as real or as true to how the universe, you know, has these laws and principles. It doesn't stay true to the universal law of this place. This place is very dense. This place is not, it doesn't feel as true as some of the other places that I've traveled, you know, in spirit body. You know, I've gone to other places in my spirit body doing astral, you know, travel, what they call astral projection, where your spirit goes out your body and you start to explore different realms, different dimensions. This particular reality doesn't feel as true to the universal laws as other places. And that's because, you know, what's going on Earth is it's a lot of things going on Earth, a lot of dark realities, a lot of wars, a lot of violence. It's not staying true to the universal principles of unconditional love as some of the other realms are doing. So they're going to actually feel a lot more real in terms of reality, like perception. Here, you know, it doesn't feel as real when you compare it going outside this dimension reality to other places. There are other realms, you know, alongside this one. It's other places where you could go. There's some planets you can, you know, travel. So this place is definitely, you know, based on the false paradigm. There are higher energies or higher beings who are malevolent. You know, there are controllers, and they control the whole reality matrix. So I have to explain this in movies. So have you ever seen the movie called Dark City? You should look into this. This movie, Dark City, with Kiefer Sutherland. It's a movie about how these creatures were dying, and they abducted some humans. They put them on an asteroid, and they had, like, a false reality machine to create, like, this false reality, and it was, like, a whole city. But it was on an asteroid. Like, they made this whole city. The people thought they were still back on Earth, and they were doing experiments on these people because they needed these people to survive. They needed to live off these people. And these creatures had, like, higher telepathy type abilities. It's sort of similar to what's going on here on the planet in the holographic universe. You have beings that are manipulating the reality with the telepathy, with the technology they have to make it appear a certain way so they can, you know, basically feed off our energy. That's how it goes. When you start to experience the nature of, you know, the holographic universe, like how fake it is here, how it really is, like, you know, it feels very just digital, like it's not really as tangible, as physical as we think it is. It's more based on energy. Then you start to think, okay, if I just change up my mental paradigm, if I keep working with this meditation, if I keep trying to release my mind from the mental program that society, that our culture has downloaded into us, I, in theory, can create like these beings can create. You know, if you watch the movie Dark City, these beings, they had machines, and they could recreate. They did like cities with their mind, like, okay, they did a different scenario. People would like change up jobs like on a whim, you know, they could change like the physical reality. You know, I think at a certain level, if we keep practicing, we can regain some of the abilities that we use. They said that we human beings used to have telepathy, but we have the abilities of telepathy. And if we were to access that again and, you know, strengthen that, you know what I mean, we can, in theory, can, like, manipulate the physical world ourselves. And I definitely believe that's a possibility. So it's just, you know, something to think about. You know, just the holographic universe, in a sense, like, if you have more people who are joined in this positive, okay, instead of, like, your day going bad, you have this undeniable belief, like, my day is going to go positive. But I'm choosing to believe in optimism. I'm choosing to believe in, you know, things that are going to work in my favor. You know, I'm going to attract that are of, you know, my utmost desire. And I'm not going to let those ideas waver because this is how I create my reality. So you can't allow other thoughts to come in that could, you know, basically mess it up for you. And with that type of power, you're starting to attract your own singular positive, you know, reality matrix within this bigger, you know, holographic matrix. Things are starting to come to you. It seems like magic. Like, wow, why is this happening? Because we create this reality with our thoughts. This is a holographic universe. It's very easy to have things pull to you, you know, with the laws of attraction. You just have to focus your mind to do it. You can't be distracted. But the problem is the society and culture would have you be distracted. It's how we're brought up to think, you know. So it's really about trying to get away from the type of thinking that we've been raised with. It's a very enslaved way of thinking. If you knew you could have anything that you desired in this world, and all you had to do was just go through these mental exercises to you kind of release your mind in this idea that anything is possible. You can have any possibility, even if it seems irrational or just seem like out of this world. Depending on how strong your belief is, your faith in it, putting your intense focus to it, like, every day, and then you release it after maybe, like, a month or 3 months, and you just don't think of it anymore, like, you know the universe will attract it. You send out all this energy and intention waves to your specific reality. It will come to pass, you know, hence the laws of attraction, if you look into the laws of attraction. So, you know, you hear stories about this, like, I'm throwing out a lot of terms here, but, you know, basically laws of attraction say like attracts like, you know what I mean? If your strong intention is to receive money, you know, maybe you don't know where it's going to come from, but you have this idea, you have this feeling of what it's going to be like when you receive this money and how it's going to, you know, change your reality, and you commit to that. And you don't waver and you commit to it every day for like a month. Then after a month, you don't think of it anymore. You just kind of let the universe take over for you. You trust in the universe. You will receive that money in some way or some fashion. You'll receive some type of symbol of that money. Like, something will come in forms of that money, of that intention that you put out there in the universe. That's just how it goes. Law of attraction says that's how it goes. You hear these stories of people having their dream house, you know, like out of a snap of a finger. It just seems like, you know, kind of crazy coincidence. That could be you. That could be anyone, really. You know, you could have that extraordinary day where something really goes in your favor. You just have to train your mind to be on that frequency, because we are not trained at birth, like, to think in that way, to know how the universe goes and to be on the flow, the same frequency bandwidth as the way our reality is constructed. We're not taught, because if we were taught, then we can actually be manifesting our own destiny. We could be creating our realities, you know, that are more positive and more uplifting. And so, yeah, you have to know that there, you know, is kind of like a setup with that. Like, they don't want to tell you. So it's your responsibility to learn about it so you can improve the conditions here for yourself on the planet. And, you know, once you start really getting into it, you know, for real, like, this idea of reality, and you get into, like, reading the concepts of, you know, the same quantum physics, how, like, if you perceive in something being a wave, like, they have this thing, this experiment, where they have, like, a wave of energy, and in the lab, you know, they have a person, like, look at this wave of energy, and all of a sudden it turns into an electron, it turns into a light particle just by a person observing it. It's trying to show you that, like, your mind has the ability to create this universe. You know what I mean? It's it's just like proof right there. It's like they're not fully saying it, but that's the proof. It's kind of like common sense when you think about it. We all have our mental parameters are interacting with the whole reality. Like we have the ability to create. Just, you know, we just have that ability, you know. So we can basically tune into what we want and what we desire. We just have to be committed and focused and just understand it, the principles more. Because when you look at TV or when you look at, you know, how maybe you were brought up in school or how you were taught by your parents, program of mental slavery, like, you know, unconsciousness that they teach us, so we don't fully use all the aspects of our mind, you know, our expansive mind. We don't use any of that. And it's as simple as learning to basically retrain your brain, retrain how you're interacting your mind itself with the universal, with the reality self. And you get into it. You get into this energy work. You start, you know, meditating and exploring the possibility of different realities with your own spirit body, which is very easy to do. It's just a matter of, you know, willingness and belief. You start realizing, like, how easy it is to change your reality when you come back, become more awake here, and it's like, wow, this reality is very dense, it's very heavy, it's very dark. Like, I can really just focus on creating the realities that I want. I just can't let any negative thought enter. You know, it's very difficult to write negative thoughts, but you kind of have to just be real strict about that. You know, don't watch some news if you feel like it's going to waver your thought process. You know what I mean? It's going to be bad news. Like, try to get, you know, it's hard to avoid, right? But try to get away from that or shut your mind away from it. You say you allow other people to have their reality. That's going on in their reality that, you know, is going on. So you allow people to have their reality, but at the same time, you don't let it affect the reality that you're trying to make for yourself, which is positive, which is, you know, happiness, which is, you know, abundance, which is wealth. You know, it's all the good things that we want, right? And that's really what it's about. Even with everything going on in the world, if you could stay true to these concepts of mind, belief, of, you know, mental power, you know, you will always attract good things to you. That's the universal law right there. And that is proof that we're, you know, living in a holographic universe. You hear people talk about it all the time. It's a real concept, not a gimmick. You know, people are experiencing their fantasies manifest, like their dreams come true based on, you know, just retraining their brain. You know, just learning about laws of attraction and synchronicity, you know, seems like things happen at the right time for you now when before they did, right? You might have think that you have bad luck every day, but it's really retraining your brain. You know, we are living in a false sense of reality in the way that we're taught. We're taught that the reality is more physical when it's really more, it definitely feels dense, but it's really, it's based on, you know, just dark smoke, you know, just dark energy being used to create illusions, you know what I mean, to create, you know, everything that we think is tangible and physical. It's based on other thought forms, other beings that are just controlling how things, you know, how we're perceiving these things, basically. So, yeah, I'm talking about a lot of stuff here. Joy's talking about a lot of mental powers, telepathy, mind science, really getting into the bold ideas. But it's definitely our way. It's definitely the way how we're going to break free from slavery, how we're going to break free from the realities that we don't want and understand what's really going on here. Okay, so there's a lot of information. Today is Wednesday. Mercury is Wednesday's day of data release. And I basically laid a lot of information here on the Christian Sage radio program. But, just want to say that with the faith and belief in ourselves to create in positive realities and in a more, you know, benevolent, happy lifestyle, it's going to take work, you know, because we are given an unfair start when we are born in this world, in the society and cultures that are, you know, they have some negativity there. They're sharing some of, you know, this type of programming that enslaves your mind rather than, you know, awaken it or expand it. And it's all based on this idea of slavery, on beings wanting to control us and feed off of us. But to not scare everyone, if you just activate your mind, you won't even have to worry about those beings. you would be, if not on the same level, if not stronger mentally than those beings. And those beings, you know, outside of us, you know, or just like they won't have an effect. Indirect or direct people in our lives won't ever have an effect anymore on how we create our world the way we see fit. We all can really be magicians here. We can all really manifest our reality here with our minds, you know, with our mental space abilities of understanding how reality works. That's something to think about. Something to think about. Definitely look into some of these things. Don't dismiss it, because this is like your life, you know, you're contemplating, right? This is our lives we're talking about here. As an individual, as a group, as a species, definitely look into it. But I'm going to play some more Ace of Base and hope you enjoyed that quick. For me, it was quick. You know, I'm talking very mercurial today, very Wednesday data release joy. But hopefully you get some information out of it. We're living in it. Not as physical as we think, meaning like we can change this reality very easily. We can manipulate it just as well. Just have to learn. So take care, everyone. Many blessings. God bless. Peace and peace. Okay, so that's Ace of Base, and as they say, you know, no one's going to drag you up to get into the light where you belong, and the light meaning this knowledge of awareness that I'm speaking of, this holographic universe. Get into it, learn about it, learn how to train your mind through meditation, artful meditation of validating this holographic universe. That intention alone should help you to validate how the reality is, and how you can manipulate it, you can manifest it, your own dreams, you know, based on your own mental ability and faith. You just have to train yourself. Such joy. Have a lovely Wednesday, and happy Thanksgiving for you guys tomorrow. May or may not have the show tomorrow, but happy Thanksgiving nonetheless. That the show commences, a free reading for people to call in. So thank you. Good day.